time, bro, he didn't know understand the concept of writing bars. Mm. Like, he would just come to the studio with like full pages and he'd just keep rapping over the hook. Mm. And I'd be like, no, you gotta stop there, and you gotta have the 16 bar verses, 8 bar hooks. And he didn't understand it, so I taught him all that stuff. Mm. Taught him the science and the math of music and timing and bar structure and everything. Mm. And then once he got that, he was just, that was it. He was off to the races. He was already like an incredibly talented writer. Mm-hmm. So he just needed that like formal structure of how to piece it all together. Mm-hmm. And once he got that, like that was it, bro. He was off. Mm. Yeah.
And was that, and so was that like the beginning of Stomp Down?
Yeah, more or less. Like we started really rocking in like 2007, Snack and I. Mm-hmm. And then we linked up with the Stomp Down guys in like 2008. Okay. And so they already had the effing clothing brand going, right?
Yep.
And they had like a lot of dudes that were like repping the brand, like big guys, big names from Vancouver, like DJ Wondercut, rest in peace, DJ Marvel, Cut Corners, Jakin, I think like Jeff Speck, Graphic and Ink Ops, a whole bunch of dudes that were repping the effing brand. And then the effing guys knew Capital Q, Keep Six, Lesson, a bunch of the Stomp Down dudes, like the writers. Mm-hmm. And then and then they linked up, and then Snack came onto the scene. And being that he was already, you know, a notorious graffiti writer, and that was their whole thing, it just made sense. Because they were already repping artists. And then, so it was just like, it was a perfect fit at the time. Mm. And then that kind of like launched the whole Stomp Down thing. And they were really successful, like, you know, millions of views on their YouTube from people around the world. Like, they're world renowned for in graffiti culture, like all over the place. Like, they're, you know, they're OGs. Mm. Like, the guys in the crew are dudes that have been out here painting for decades. Mm. You know what I mean? Dudes that are like doing train yards and all that stuff, right? Yeah, so it was just like, it just seemed like a natural fit, organic fit when Snack came along. Those guys were just coming up and it just clicked, and it was like lightning in a bottle, bro.
Mm.
Yeah.
And so what happened to Stomp Down? Are they still around?
Yeah, they're still going. I mean, we parted ways with them just, you know, due to business stuff.
Yeah.
But there's
politics.
There's no hard feelings. It's still all love. I got nothing but love for all those dudes. Mm-hmm. But just in terms of where, you know, all the various artists, because they had a big roster. Like, Mercules was repping Stomp Down. Mm-hmm. Evil Ebenezer. Mm-hmm. Caspian, he's still rocking with those guys. But he was kind of like the first dude. He was like the OG Stomp Down rapper. Mm-hmm. And then when Snack came along, he kind of like took a shine a little bit, but OG, but Caspian is like a Surrey legend specifically. Mm-hmm. The OG, I used to listen to him on the Maximus Clean radio show.
Maximus Clean,
back in the day, the morning drive-by.
Yeah.
Remember that one, did you?
Yeah,
Maximus Clean, and they used to have a freestyle thing in the mornings where people would call in and they had like a freestyle battle. And,
on the phone?
Yeah, over the phone.
That's crazy.
And Caspian won like 114 times or something. Like, he was like the reigning champ. So I knew about Caspian when I was like 16.
Okay.
Before I even really got into the scene.
See, I didn't even know he was that old.
Yeah. No, he's been out. He's been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all the dudes, you know, like the Stomp Down roster has dwindled, but it's still all love. And, you know, I got nothing but respect for those guys. So.
True indeed. Yeah. True indeed. And so you doing the work with Snack, talk about how y'all got connected with Onyx.
Okay, so I'll give you the whole story because there's a couple different scenarios that sort of go into the same story. Mm-hmm. So I think it was 2009, the first ever King of the Dot battle in Vancouver was at that little waiting pool, like at like 8th and Manitoba.
Okay,
you know what I'm talking about? There's like a waiting pool in the park there.
8th in Manitoba.
Yeah, 8th in Manitoba, like just one block north of Broadway, right in that little area. There's a one big park and there's a wading pool in there. Anyways, there's no water in at the time.
Yep.
So Sunreal was the host.
Sunreal
was the host. This is crazy because this is before any people involved in this day like really kind of blew up. Mm-hmm. So Sunreal was the host.
Mm-hmm.
Myself, Snack, and Young Sin were the judges.
Yep.
And then who did we have battling? We had Junk battled Hungry. Junk. And that was the day they met. They went on to form a group called Northwest Division, right? Yep. Junk and Hungry, and they ended up becoming best friends and whatever. They actually met that day, and, okay. and they battled Catch 23 from Main Offenders, Cole Brownstone. He battled Cody the Catch.
Cody, Catch 23, and then Cody Catch, right.
It was the battle of the catches.
Yeah.
And then the main event was Aspire versus Paper Chase. I remember that was the main, and this is when Aspire was just like crushing in the battle scene back in those days. So that battle happened, and then after the battle, myself, Snack, and Young Sin, and Eng, or Engineer, I don't know if you're familiar with him, producer, amazing, best producer in Vancouver, we all went back to Engineer's house, had a few beers, and we recorded a song. Mm-hmm. And I remember Snack, Eng had all that, these David Icke books, and he took one, and he started, he started reading, like, the back of one, and it was, like, some weird, like, aliens.
Oh, yeah, reptilians all day.
Reptilian alien civilization thing on the back of the book, and that was on the song. So then anyways, fast forward about a couple years, and Onyx is in Edmonton. Mm. And the promoter is driving them to the airport like the day after the show. Mm-hmm. And he's playing some random tracks in the car when they're driving. And he puts on the song that we recorded that night after that battle.
Mm.
And according to legend, Fredro Starr was like, "Yo, who was that?"
Mm-hmm.
And the promoter was like, "Oh, that's Snap the Ripper from Vancouver." And Fredro was like, "Yo, give me his number, give me his contact. I need to talk to this guy."
Mm.
So Snack, I remember the day really clearly. Snack called me right after it happened. Snack was chilling at home, and he gets a phone call. "Hello, yo, it's Fredro Starr, this Snap the Ripper." And Snag was just thought it was like a prank call or something. So he hangs up. And then a minute later, he calls back. He's like, "Yo, why'd you hang up on me?" And he's like, "This is really Fredro?" He's like, "Yeah, it's really me." So they started talking. Fredro liked what he was doing. Wanted to work with him in some capacity.
Mm-hmm.
So the next thing I know, it's Friday night. I'm at home. I'm watching Much Music. And it was back when they had that... who was the guy that was hosting at the time? It was when they had like a
Rap City?
Yeah, I don't know if it was. I don't think it was Rap City. It was some other night that they had. It was like on a Friday night, and it was like a live thing where there was like people in there, and it was kind of like a party. Yeah, I can't remember what it was called, but Onyx was performing, and Snack was up on stage with them on Much Music, and he was just like up on stage, like just going hype or whatever. Mm. And Bishop Brigante was there too, and they're all up on stage, and I was like, "Yo, that's my boy on TV with Onyx right now, bro." I was like, "This is crazy."
Yes.
And then that was it. After that, they started taking them to Europe on tours, playing at huge festivals, like 40,000 person festivals, like hip hop camp. In
Germany, right?
I believe that's in Czech Republic.
Oh,
Royal Arena Festival in Switzerland, like the biggest hip hop festivals in Europe, and they're bringing Snack out. He's mainly just up there as like a hype man, jumping around on stage, getting crazy. But they would let him do his own joints.
That's peace.
And then eventually he ended up having his own set at these festivals, and. Snack was working on the White Dynamite album, which was his fourth release, which is kind of the album that kind of like propelled them to the next level, like kind of like blew the door open for the world to hear him, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
He has a track on there called Vandalize. Shh. I'm not going to say that word, on the radio, and featuring Onyx, and he asked me to do the scratches on it, and I was like, "Yo, hell yeah, dude." So I did the cuts on that, and then... And then their booking agent, Perry Papadakos, Good Friday Entertainment, my guy, he calls me and he's like, "Onyx is playing at Fortune. Mm-hmm. You want a DJ for them?"
Mm-hmm.
I was like, "Yeah."
Mm-hmm.
So this is crazy because Fredro was there at Soundcheck. Sticky wasn't there yet. And the story was that Sticky was in the States and he was coming up and they wouldn't let him through.
Mm.
And they're like, "Come back tomorrow." So he came back like right at midnight. And they let him through again. So I'm up on stage getting ready to go. No one knows if Sticky's here yet. I'm like ready to start the show. It's like showtime. Fredro's up on stage. I'm like, I'm sticking it here. I don't know what's going to happen. And then we're so Fredro's like, start the track. So I start the beat. And then Fredro's like, Sticky Fingers. And Sticky just came right on stage. Like, I heard he got right out of the car and just came right up and just grabbed the mic and got right on stage.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And classic. I was like, oh, my God, this is crazy. So I remember just standing there. I was with my boy Icy Touch, DJ Icy Touch, and we're standing there, and I slam starts, and I'm like, yo, man, this is so wild that I'm on stage with these guys right now. I used to listen to these guys when I was 12 years old, bro, when I was just a little kid. Like, Slam is one of the all-time anthems, one of the all-time hip-hop anthems. Like, who doesn't know? Everyone knows that song. That's one of the songs.
Let the boys be boys.
That's one of those joints you can put on anywhere, anytime. Everyone knows that song.
Straight up, man. Classic.
Yeah, so that was a wild moment. And then I DJed for them again in Vancouver once. Snack and I did a 10-day European tour with them back in 2018. Mm. And then last year in March, I went to Ecuador with them.
Mm.
And then just in January, I went to Thailand with them, to Phuket.
Hold on a second. Yeah. Hold on a second. Hold on a second.
You went to Phuket.
Yeah. Hold on a second. Don't give it to him yet. We going to take a break. We're going to play some more tunes come back and talk about that experience, man. You tapping in. One Order, we in the building, baby.
Get it.
His face says he's mean. Cold-blooded.
Yeah.
Ruthless.
And he's crazy.
He's Mr. Scarface.
Trying to never take a loss ever. Aim off like it's Mayweather.
Yeah.
Check hook and ride the way better. So cold cashmere sweater.
What?
With the tri-color Sherlin over top Corinthian leather. Thinking about money or what I could do to get it. My family, they got needs. And certain things are expected from certain G's. So nothing that's mine is ever neglected. I'm working like every second on dreams I have when I'm resting.
Yeah.
Say if we might win or lose. Ballers gotta play the game. That's just what the fuck we do. Pies in my DNA. Like I don't know no other way to play.
What?
Take the shortest path to the goal if you stand in my way. I got moves, I got aspirations. I got issues, trust me, working on my lack of patience. I got tissues for these mommies every day now. Cause youngsters wanna be gangsters.
Yeah.
Cause all they see is models and athletes and fucking actors. Mayweather.
I got it like that.
Every time I'm stepping on the set, we'll be doing this correct. Mayweather. My skills are past MC professional grade.
I'm just saying what's on my mind. That's a bottom line.
I broke a whole pound down in the grams. Made a yard off a zip. I ain't touching my man. Had a beat from my partner and a rack for the feature. All this on a Monday, look on Tuesday, I'ma reach you.
What?
My unreleased material, Vago came with the heaters.
Yeah.
I scratched up all the cereals, unloaded all the seekers.
Yeah.
I swear I'm ready for that paper chase.
What?
I got homies I can link you with, and we ain't got it face to face. Now pay attention to a live nigga. Anything you want could be arranged for show killer. For that dough, I'ma have to go gorilla. And go willa on these haters, be this no iller. Fortune's on my side now, favor when the bow once. You know I'ma keep it G, something you could count on. Boss player, big money, parlayer. Straight spitter, also game purveyor. Surveyor, I'm at the field in elevations. Brick layer, I set the tone, the foundation. Yeah, cause for the cheddar, I should tell you. But we don't gotta go there, we so-and-so and etc. Bigging up my mom, fucking self and my wealth. Walking round pistol underneath the Gucci belt. Look, even if I'm broke, I'll be fly as fuck, especially. Actually, testing me, you only see the best of me. The worst of me, homies make shirts for your anniversary. Now your name is mentioned, followed by another memory. Hashtag what a tragedy. With all due respect, I respect the shooter. Yep, it's greasy cause it has to be. Please don't hate the player, hate the game. If you gotta hate, please don't be a bitch, be a G. Let me demonstrate. I'll provide the drama with the mama and the work cut. Money's all we talking about, so please don't call up your blood.
Bottom line,
What type of gang is that? They misconstruing it as literal. What type of slang is that? And while you rinsing your barrel, someone to bang it back. The toughest talker will probably end up on a casket rack and pushed aside the back of the hearse. The pallbearer's hands is black. Possessed by the soul of the dead. Who got answers for that? They line you up with your head. Please don't fall in a trap. You will lie in a bed that you make slip and fall in a crack. I found my comfort and discomfort while most of you slack. And lock the game like Iman Shumpert while talking the facts. Those who relax. Now let me continue to give you this jewelry when I speak and walk away with these thoughts in the back of your head. Think deeper, I hope you ain't brain dead. Brain dead. I don't repeat, so I hope you heard what I said.
Penitentiary chances, record label advances, predatorial practices keeping us from advancing. Put a price on your innocence, ignorance isn't fashion. Eulogies in your captions, dying became a passion. The internet converted corporations to a catfish. Exaggerated status only validates your capping. CIG replaced the OGs, some of them stagnant because the examples that they set was modified to move us backwards. I'm on the phone with Busta Bus, we chop it up about so much that I can't discuss. I listen to him because every key gave me open doors I couldn't get into. A lot of y'all advice lack experience and principles. Came up off advantages of you was living through. Ran into some bread and got a bird and now it's pigeon food. Playing keep up, chasing everything these do. Okay, you got a Benz, I got a Benz. But the difference is I drove every class, I'm the principal. Drop top, G-Wag, Louis Vuitton, ski mask. Tuscan leather seats, I sink in them like bean bags. My new bad, soft for the sea bass. She stick to the code that came with a keypad. I bust down the bros to create barriers. I pull up in that ghost, it's getting scarier for singing. See, real G's moving silence like Wayne said. Everyone's a menace till you end up like Kane did. Brain dead.
Think deeper, I hope you ain't brain dead. Brain dead. I don't repeat, so I hope you heard what I said. What I said.
Told me. They threw the on the plate and told me eat your heart out. Some sniff it, some sell it, which is the small route. Make it happen from the bottom, that's how it start out. We was trapped to stardom, y'all chasing the clout. I ain't in the family starting the finish line is a mile. Yeah, I got them, no problem, plug my fam in the side. H-Town in Atlanta, send it straight from the town. I'm from the west coast, on the east getting down. From Brooklyn to Harlem, they be loving the pound. I get respect in the Mecca, Bronx loving my sound. Take a stroll to Times Square, I wonder if wonder around. Said the what ifs, I ain't wondering now. I'm an independent boss, heard you under a clown. When your man got rich, you wasn't asking them how. You full of envy, but why? There's plenty, they wish death upon me. Who men? Many, many, many. Look, mama, we made it. Reactions, they hate it. I'm actually the greatest. The greatest. And the vibe is contagious. My life is a movie they write down on pages. Look, mama, we made it. Reactions, they hate it. I'm actually the greatest. The greatest. And the vibe is contagious. My life is a movie they write down on pages.
Championships. Jeff Hamilton levers from Jeff himself. The flex is real. Iceberg big, extra chill. Stash a couple for myself and the rest get dealt. Don't need for extra help. Catch wreck myself. Live action, hit direct myself. Hustle hard, hear me flex my wealth. That's why it's so authentic when my records fell. Whole kilo on my necklace still. Worth more than your record deal. I'm dressed to kill. I'm only here to show off my fits. Light show when I hold up my wrists. A whole nother lit. You a bum, you ain't never involved. When they talking about style and drip. Just dumb 50 depths, it was a silly flip. 5 points on every joint, none serious.
Look, mama, we made it. Reactions, they hate it. I'm actually the greatest. The greatest. And the vibe is contagious. My life is a movie they write down on pages. Look, mama, we made it. Reactions, they hate it. I'm actually the greatest. The greatest. And the vibe is contagious. My life is a movie they write down on pages.
Hey, on the road, my was nervous. Took trips with a few zips for a experimental purpose. Long clips and little burners. Everything that we own is extended. It's like a limo service, huh? I got several with me. If I get pulled over, they gon' federal bid me, huh? Your shooter's dead, cause you sent him to get me. 3 funerals in 1 week, shit, your schedule busy, huh? Playing with that fentanyl tricky. Left people deceased, but it increased my revenue quickly. Cut the head off a rat before I let him convict me, huh? You survive that, it be a medical mystery. It's me, Big V, when I'm bailing through. 100 keys. Started off melon too. My call game and ball game incredible. And bro is always available. Trust.
Look, mama, we made it. Reactions, they hate it. I'm actually the greatest. The greatest. And the vibe is contagious. My life is a movie they write down on pages. Look, mama, we made it. Reactions, they hate it. I'm actually the greatest. The greatest. And the vibe is contagious. My life is a movie they write down on pages.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
You're tapping in one order radio, 6 o'clock Blitz. CJSF 90.1 FM, I'm your host, Hard Body Dreams. The fireman's in the building, Guilty Black. We got digital.
Pull over.
No
doubt. Pull over.
Are you riding dirty? We got the infamous DJ D-Rack in the building. Make some noise. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Come
right,
on,
turn y'all. That shiznit off, man.
Where's your registration, buddy?
Where's your horn, man? You should have brought the horn.
You never know what you're going to get week from week. You never know what you're going to get.
I know, man. Something like Trump's mind, man. yeah, man. So, you know, we had to run that one joint. Checkmate with the cuts by my man DJ D-Rec called Mayweather.
Yeah.
Definitely fired joint. We had Busta Rhymes and Simba. Whew, that song was fire, man. Most definitely. We had, who we had? We had Smoke Dizza and with 38 Special, and that was called The Greatest. And you know, man, we was just talking about 38 Special, man. Definitely bar game is bar game,
one
cadence.
One of the best out right now.
Yo, definitely, you know.
I second that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I say, like, a lot of the cats that are tied with Griselda, they can spit, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They can spit, you know.
No doubt.
You know, I like Rome Streets, you know.
Yeah,
I like
Rome Streets.
Rome Streets is fire.
Yeah. All the jams.
Baldy James is, yeah, Baldy James, man. Total different sound.
Yeah, yeah.
Vocally?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Southern.
He's got that really laid back.
Yeah.
He's from Detroit, though, I think, right?
It's either Detroit or Louisiana.
I think he's from Detroit, but he's got a very, he sounds like he's from the South, though.
Oh, yeah.
For sure, man. He's got that Southern drawl.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. Baldy James is fire, man. Yeah. You know, Stove God. I like Stove.
Yeah.
I like Stove.
Yeah, Stove God's really dope. But he's slept on, I think.
Yeah. I'd say so.
Yeah.
He's super abstract.
He's hella abstract,
he
bro.
Is, yeah.
He's hella abstract. Yeah.
He's kind of like Sadat, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like with the abstract type of that, right?
Mm. That album he did with Rock Marcy was insane.
Mm.
So good, man.
Mm. Yeah. Rock Marcy's fire too, man.
Yeah.
Rock Marcy is definitely fire.
Yeah.
But Westside by far the artistically wise, when he curates an album, man, it is art, bro.
Oh yeah,
I mess with it hard.
It's a very distinct vibe for sure. I'm a Conway guy myself.
Conway?
I like Conway the most out of the crew, but yeah, but Gunn is dope. I mean, they're all dope. But,
yeah,
you know what I mean,
yeah, because Westside even he's like I ain't a rapper, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just do this because I have fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So let's get into, man, talk about Thailand, man. Before we jumped into the tracks, we were talking about Thailand.
So I went to Phuket, Thailand with Onyx in January.
Mm-hmm.
Never been to Thailand before, never been to Asia before. It was wild. It was a 14-hour flight to Hong Kong, had about a two-hour layover in Hong Kong, got to Phuket. We were there for like 5 days. So I got there on Monday. Our show was on Wednesday. So we had like four whole days to just kind of have a vacation, basically. Mm. Yeah, and we were staying at this like amazing, luxurious like villa resort right on the beach in Maikau Beach.
Mm.
Went down to Patong Beach, which is kind of like the main like entertainment area in Phuket. Okay. It's wild, bro. Like just like 1,000 bars and clubs, all one after another. You know, all the sinful delights that you hear about going to Thailand that, you know, don't need to get into any details, but...
I told you about that.
They're all right there.
Told you about it. Did I text you about it?
You know, when you go, the world is your oyster when you're in Phuket. I'll just say that, bro.
Right? That's that song, right?
Yeah, yeah.
One night in Bangkok, in your world's your oyster.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah,
That's hilarious.
Oh, you're like a lady boy, huh? You're like a lady boy, eh?
Oh, man.
You're like a lady boy.
Don't do it.
You're like a lady boy.
Don't do it, Digi.
You gotta be careful down there, man. I'll just say that, bro. You know? Yeah, you gotta be very discerning.
You will like lady boy.
You gotta be very discerning.
Yeah.
You gonna like me? You gotta pull a Trump on him, man.
Shouldn't say that.
Well, my shit's
shot fired. Boom! 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 Boom!
Definitely now.
Oh my goodness!
Huge.
Oh my goodness! Is this the hangover? Is this the hangover? Hey, man, whatever floats your boat out there, people.
Do your thing, man.
Go ahead. Keep going.
No judgment over here.
Yeah, keep going.
Yeah, so So the first couple of days, we just kicked it. You know, went out and checked out the area. Where we're staying was like an hour away from all the hustle and bustle of the entertainment area. Mm-hmm. But we walked around, just checked out the local sights and scenes. The show was on Wednesday. Like I said, we're playing at this spot called Illusions.